Hooray!
Hooray!
It's live! We've officially made it to 6 years of podcast!
Yay.
Don't sound so excited.
Yeah, it was on purpose. I am excited.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, it was one of those things where I was reflecting on a list of movies that we had discussed for no particular reason, and I was just like, wow, that was a lot of stuff. Yeah, just to give people some idea, it was quite a bit.
It was a lot of movies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and in reflecting, I realized that...
You forgot all of them.
No, well, of course, among that, you know, as I typically do, I look through the list and I go, huh, we watched that movie. Huh, I don't remember anything about that. So there were a couple of movies that probably deserve to be selections that I straight up do not remember watching. So they got excluded for that reason. But 6 years is a long time for a podcast. I know there are podcasts that have gone on for much longer than that. But it's I think the show is now my second longest job. And... Well, I was going to say my second longest relationship, but that was true like 5 years ago, so that's not really a big thing.
Oh, okay.
It's a long time. 6 years.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I wasn't really gunning for that spot, so it's
no, well,
it's
you get it whether you want it or not, buddy. That's in the terms and service. That's when you signed up for this.
For the listeners at home who may be wondering, what movie are they going to talk about? Or is this going to be an episode where they don't talk about any movies? Well, surprise. We're going to talk about all the movies, because we got the idea initially to do a draft, but then we were like, well, let's not do that, because we're not, the odds of us picking the same thing and sniping each other's picks are extremely low. So instead we decided it would be kind of a bonus if we wound up picking the same thing. So we're not going to be sniping each other's picks, but we will be picking for every year that we've done this, what we consider to be the word we use is best, but I was going to ask you about the criteria for this, or favorite, mm-hmm. I guess, movie from that year, from one of these 6 years that was discussed in that year. And we will also talk about our least favorite. And I ran the idea past Dan of maybe doing kind of a meh or a medium or like a, you know, it was a fine kind of a thing. Because that is sometimes an outcome that occurs where you don't feel strongly either negatively or positively about a film. And I suspect that those are the ones that Dan often forgets he saw. But they are things that we can discuss. And we have various lists that we have each compiled,
mm-hmm.
In order to go through this stuff. I don't know about Dan, but I have made multiple selections of things just to kind of like wrap my head around what I actually consider to be like the criteria, I guess, for what I'm picking here, because a lot of these movies are very different from one another, and it's like apples and oranges, and whoopee cushions and flamethrowers. They're not identical things that are easy to cross reference in any way,
which is why you know, best and worst is great for SEO, but honestly, we are probably picking favorite and least favorite movies from the year. And also because in instances where there are, well, we'll get into it at some point, but you know, there are a lot of good movies in a couple of these years, and I struggled to pick between them. So I often had to go with my gut and pick the one that I enjoy the most. It's easier to pick the one that you dislike the most, but there are a couple instances where I chose an objectively better movie over one that I would have preferred to watch more frequently, but it was a very difficult decision, and it'll be exciting to get into, because as I mentioned in the Slack just a moment ago, I discussed my picks with my wife over dinner before doing this, and she informed me that I was wrong on several counts, so this should be good to discuss.
Yeah, I'm curious to hear what she said you were wrong about.
Oh, so many things, but in this particular instance, I think you'll be able to figure it out.
All right, so shall we start with year one?
I suppose we shall. Would you like to go first?
No, I'll be a gentleman, and I'll let you go with your first pick.
How dare you?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to start with good, or we're going to start with bad?
Let's start with good.
All right, so... The first year, we started out with a bang. We got some good ones going here. We had a mix of obviously movies that were guest episodes and ones that were personal to us because, you know, it's our podcast. We could do what we want. So in my consideration list of best movies, starting in chronological order, I started with Scott Pilgrim versus the World. Very good movie. Collateral made the list because it's also a very good movie that I enjoy watching. Gross Point Blank, personal favorite of mine, of course. Clue has to be involved because it is a movie unlike any other and is fantastic. It feels like I'm picking half of the year already here, but it's not the case, I promise. Ghostbusters, objectively good movie, can't not be on the list. Die Hard, of course, again, as well. You know, you don't have filmmaking podcast credentials if you don't like Die Hard. Real Genius, both for the fact that I have always loved the movie and because I think it lends some credibility to our network because Jason Snell was a fan as well because he was on that episode. And Edge of Tomorrow. That was my list of films in consideration for best film. Do you have a guess as to which one I picked?
Well, before I guess, I just want to specify. Our criteria are not the episodes themselves.
Correct.
We're not picking
the
our
movie.
Favorite
the
episodes.
Movie, yes.
I just want to make sure the audience is aware that we're picking favorite movies. So when when Dan said that he's sucking up to the boss...
I'm not sucking up to the boss. I'm saying I have similar taste to the boss. But yes, it should go without saying, if I don't remember a lot of these movies, I sure as hell don't remember the episodes that we talked about.
Yeah. So to take a guess out of what you possibly could have picked from that list, I'm going to say you defaulted to Die Hard.
See, now I understand why you would think that. But I feel like I'm kind of doing a reverse peer pressure where so many people like Die Hard that I can't pick it because it's too broad of a choice. But equally, my choice
too
is...
Too many people like the thing, so you can't do it. Like...
Nobody goes there anymore. It's too crowded. To start off with some ridicule, I picked Gross Point Blank as the movie that I thought was the best out of that selection because I love it personally. I will watch it anytime it's on TV. Sometimes I will watch it of my own accord. Real Genius was actually neck and neck with it because I watch that one all the time as well. I get a lot more eye rolling with Real Genius with somebody else who I live with than I do with Gross Point Blank, but they're very close. But for me, the best of the year was Gross Point Blank.
Yeah, I mean... I see it.
It was a highlight for the first year that I couldn't wait to share with you and the podcast and watch everyone just sort of shrug their shoulders and go, fine. It was fine. But I love it, so I don't care.
Yeah, I appreciate your enthusiasm. I can see why you would pick that.
Yes.
And so for my best pick,
yes.
I'll read off a couple things and I'll see
please
if you
do,
can
please.
Guess. Galaxy Quest. Galaxy Quest is close enough. It's basically Star Trek.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, we did Star Trek IV: The Voyage Home first year. Yeah,
yes.
that made the cut.
That's in there.
I didn't pick it for this list because I kind of was trying to think about things in not quite isolation, but you know, just like does it really stand out enough from the crowd that you know I would pick it. So I have Galaxy Quest, I have Clue as well, and I have The Birdcage and Elf.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Galaxy Quest, what was the second one?
Clue.
Mm-hmm. The Birdcage and Elf. Huh. I mean, I think I know what you picked. I think you picked The Birdcage.
You were wrong, but I appreciate that you thought that I picked that.
Interesting.
I picked Galaxy Quest because I felt like it had more of a personal connection in terms of my interests in life.
Your personal interests being that you love space things, but The Birdcage is a movie that you talk about with such reverence that I don't know.
Well, I like my as you can see from this list, Galaxy Quest, Clue, The Birdcage, Elf. Like I like kind of silly nonsense films that are that actually have like a core to them.
Sure.
You know,
Galaxy Quest is a very good movie.
Yeah.
I will say that.
Yeah, and it's one of those one-off things where it's just like, yeah, it's a thing that exists, and you can see that one thing. And they didn't make sequels to this. Nothing exists outside.
Just wait
of
till
this.
They reboot it with Josh Gad.
Now let's move on to our medium picks, and I'm gonna.
Oh crap! Medium picks.
Yeah, I'm gonna zig here, and I'm gonna go first, and then we'll go back to you. And so my medium pick is your favorite movie, which is Gross Point Blank.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is. It was so absolutely 100% fine that I could not think of anything else to even put on this list for that year. I found it so passable in a lot of ways and kind of boring. And the only part that I really love that's going to stick with me for the rest of my life is maybe a minute of the movie. Well, not even a minute, like 30 seconds of the movie where Joan Cusack is ranting about soup. And that's the only thing that sticks with me. So it's like, yeah, that's a completely fine movie. If like the highlight is someone talking about, you know, the ingredients for soup, it's not going to be a boring soup. But it was unfortunately kind of a boring movie.
You know, as we talked through this, I thought for meh movies, I was going to pick basically a runner up from my loser list, but I realized that is not the same criteria as to what we're talking about here. We're talking about a movie that had ostensibly no impact on us. So I'm looking through these. I'm kind of going off the cuff right now, and I apologize to the listeners for that. But I think my meh selection is going to be... Oh, it's between two. I'm looking at them right now.
Well, do you want to say the two, and then I'll guess which one? And then you can continue thinking while I'm guessing.
My final two meh movies are Chef and The Last Starfighter.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. The hard part for this is that I know The Last Starfighter has some interesting and memorable and iconic things in it, but at the same time, the only thing I remember is the guy in the weird snake makeup doing like vaudeville bits while he's in a spaceship or something.
That was not in the movie, but yes.
Well, the guy who looks like a snake, who's making jokes and sassing and stuff.
You're getting the Music Man guy confused with the guy who actually had makeup on. There was the old
guy. Sure. So clearly, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I don't put these things together.
I mean, you're supporting your argument in a way. In that it left like no effect on you.
And to contrast. Yeah. Chef is a movie, a very long movie of Jon Favreau making Cuban sandwiches because he was sad that Iron Man 2 got bad reviews.
Yes, Iron Man 2 was the lava cake.
Right. Yeah. Which seems like it has... It's one of those movies that I think if anything about it sticks out, it's that it's a little bit embarrassing for the people involved. And I know there are some people who have some very strong feelings about Chef, so I apologize, and I think I have to give my meh to The Last Starfighter because it just didn't sink in with me, and I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's fine. I have a special place in my heart for The Last Starfighter, but...
I know you do, which is why I apologize for it.
No, it's fine. I know you have a special place in your heart for Gross Point Blank, and I didn't apologize to you at all, so
it's well,
tit for tat.
makes sense.
Yeah, I mean... It's hard to argue with it because I think a lot of it it's of a time. It had no money put into it. The effects are, again, I would say charitably of a time. And so it suffers
a little bit from a nominee for later. No spoilers. A little bit from Masters of the Universe syndrome, where you're like, we're in this room that looks like there's space stuff happening, and we're gonna hang out in here for a while.
Yeah, they just didn't have the money. So now you should pivot to your worst pick, and then I will do my worst pick.
Worst pick. Now I have three selections, and I think it's going to be pretty clear to everyone involved, you and the audience, what the winner is going to be. So my first worst of the year is World War Z, because come on. My second worst of the year, which almost won, is Interstellar, because, come
on.
Wow. Really? Like, what do we need that for? Shut up already. And my third nominee for worst movie of the year is Snowpiercer.
Huh. Interesting.
And my winner, it should go without saying, is Snowpiercer, because that movie is the worst.
Yeah. I don't know. It's interesting though. There are some commonalities with my list. There is Birdman, The Unexpected Virtue of Ignorance, Snowpiercer. Yes,
which I should mention, by the way, while you're talking about Birdman, because I know you felt very strongly about that, and I know Jason Snell felt very strongly about that movie being terrible. I defended that movie a lot back then, and I would like it to go on the record that I haven't watched that movie since then, and there's probably a reason for it, but go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. You were high on the fad.
I don't know that I was high. I think I said I got it or whatever, and I was defending it. I was not devil's advocate, whatever, but...
Yeah. I don't know. You should go back and rewatch it, and then
I probably should, and then see tell me if it warrants anything.
Yeah, because I'm not going to do that. But Birdman, The Unexpected Virtue of Ignorance, and Snowpiercer, your pick as well, and World War Z, your pick as well.
See, look at that.
Yeah, because turns out sometimes when we hate movies, we really hate the same movies.
we can see flaws.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to put Detention on here, but I think that just goes without saying.
I think it was a little too obvious. Yeah, mm-hmm. I was wondering if you were going to go there.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to just banish it into nothingness because it's a movie that no one will know exists. So I feel little need to continue to put it down. But my win, you know, like the thing that I'm saying is the worst thing that the thing that I liked the least out of the year, it's... you know, trying to pick between Birdman, Snowpiercer, World War Z. I got to go with Snowpiercer just because I really did not like that movie. But Birdman, I completely forgot that it was the same year we talked about Snowpiercer until I was looking at this list and I was just like...
Oh, you were torn.
Yeah, I was like, oh, King Solomon, please don't make me choose between these two. Man, it's rough. I wish I could give the worst to both of them, but they are nearly neck and neck for the worst film from our first year. But I'll give it to Snowpiercer just so we can have the double, like, twin combined power of worst movie on that one.
I wish
one.
I had like a soundboard where I could do a sound effect where it was like double dislike, and then we could like stamp Snowpiercer as the worst movie of that year.
Well, that sounds like a lot of work. But the we're going to move on to year two. We had some different things to discuss. And one of the things I found interesting about this is as we were going through these lists, I would be like, I wish I could pick something from one of the other years to put in this category.
Exactly. Yeah, there were a couple times where we did runs of movies where you're like, like a third of the year is blocked out for like Mission Impossibles or Star Wars and stuff. It's like, I got a little slim pickings here. There's a couple years where it's like, I got a lot of bads or I got a lot of goods, or some years I got like nothing of either.
Yeah. So year two, I'll start with the best pick. I have Ex Machina and Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, and Hot Fuzz.
All right. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Interesting. Wait, which order are you doing these in? Because
I'm not
to, like...
reading them in any order. I'm okay. Letting you guess. Which one do you think is?
Say them again. I can't hold information in my head anymore, apparently. Ex Machina.
Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan.
Hot Fuzz. You picked The Wrath of Khan, I'm sure.
Well, you're right. Because if I was doing something that was objectively like, oh, this is the best movie out of these ones, then I would have to say Ex Machina. But because I'm picking my favorite,
really?
I'm going to go with Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, where Todd and I kicked you in the nuts for 3 hours.
Hours and 11 minutes. The second longest episode on the network's history.
And again, we're not picking because of the episode. But
yes, well,
it is a fond memory that I associate with the movie now.
It should say something about the episode that occurred.
Mm-hmm. Defend your position.
Who could forget? Defend your position. I hear those words in my sleep when I'm having nightmares. Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. I hadn't actually considered Ex Machina. It's a very good movie, but it actually didn't make my selection. I almost jokingly added Roadhouse to my selection because that's one of those movies that's so bad it's good. And it has made its way into the pantheon of movies that I will stop on if I'm changing channels. In the same sort of way that you go, like, you know, you nudge your friend and go get a load of this that's on TV right now. You know, with the monster truck and the singing his song while swerving back and forth on the road. Anyway, it's a disaster. But
remember the polar bear at the end in the...
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
He pushes the polar bear over on the guy, and he just basically gets knocked unconscious for like 2 minutes, and that's how they defeat him. Ridiculous. What a movie. Anyway, so my best of list only has three, like yours. The first one, which is a personal one, so you can't blame me for it, is Stripes, which is, I get it, not a great movie, but it's very, it's very much my energy, which is kind of giving myself a backhanded compliment. Yeah. Second selection, Alien. And third selection, like you, Hot Fuzz.
Interesting. It's interesting the ones that we have overlap on. Wonder if we should be making note of that.
We probably should, because those are the movies that are probably objectively good that everyone can agree on.
Consensus. That's what people tune in for, is people getting along. If we
were like a BuzzFeed listicle of the best movies, yes, consensus is what we would like. But no, we're two broken individuals with very different opinions, and that's what people are tuning in for, theoretically.
Yeah. And now that you've said your favorite, what was your year two meh?
Oh, crap. Oh, by the way, no, my winner of the year two was actually Alien. Of all of those. I don't know why, but for some reason...
I thought because of your strong emphasis on Stripes, you were picking Stripes. But
I can't pick Stripes as the actual winner. This is one of the instances where an objectively better movie did win out, even though Stripes made the list.
Ah, I see.
There's no reason Stripes should be in the conversation with Alien and Hot Fuzz, is what I'm saying.
No, I think we can all agree on that. Yeah.
Meh. You need to go first on the meh, since apparently I took the criteria for meh incorrectly, and I need to look at it. Oh, wait. Nope. I know what it is. Sorry.
That was a roller coaster. What is your pick?
My pick for meh is Labyrinth, and I'm sorry for people who enjoyed that movie growing up, but I had no connection with it whatsoever, and watching it as an adult, I don't get it.
You're going to get some mail.
this isn't going to be the last thing.
Yeah. So, my year two, for my meh, I gave it to The Mummy Returns,
Interesting.
Which is... a bad movie, but the criteria that I put into play here was that The Mummy is also a bad movie, but it's a good bad movie. But The Mummy Returns is a bad movie that goes by the formula of the previous movie, but messes it up, but isn't so bad that it becomes bad. It becomes
interesting.
It becomes medium. So I really did not enjoy it, but I don't think about it. It is a nothingness in my brain. Except occasionally people will mention the Rock Scorpion thing, and I'll think about that for a second. But there's
okay, so that answers my question why Looper wasn't necessarily in consideration, because while you admit that it was overhyped and probably lands in sort of a meh category for you, the fact that you had different expectations and what came out of it probably irritated you, so it's closer to the bad list.
I would say that it's also a runner-up for meh, but I think I had stronger negative feelings about it, which sounds strange. Like, if you put those two things together, you'd be like, Looper or The Mummy Returns? People were going to pick Looper. But just because I had strong feelings, I think that's why it doesn't go in the meh category. Like, this needs to be, like, wallpaper paste, which is, you know, what I'm thinking of when I think of The Mummy Returns. And so now,
and likewise, when I think of Labyrinth, I just think of the hair, and that's it. That's all I got.
For worst, for year two, I think you're gonna be able to guess both of these, but you probably won't be able to guess which one I'm picking. There's Torque and The Revenant.
Yeah, I know which one you're gonna pick. Oh, actually, you know. Yeah, I know. It's The Revenant, isn't it?
Yes, it is The Revenant.
Okay.
Because I hate Torque. I hate it so much, but it's never going to be featured on a list of good things, so I don't feel the need to, like, give the worst award to it. I feel like I need to give that award to something where people genuinely want to talk about how hard it was to make The Revenant for the rest of their lives, and that's why The Revenant beats it out for worst for that year.
You don't think the Torque does what it's doing very well? You just hate everything that it's doing?
I think that Joseph Kahn doesn't understand satire at all. He goes through the process of trying to make fun of Fast and the Furious things, and then he winds up making a Fast and the Furious, but worse. Because the extremes he goes to are higher, but without the comedy payoff of pointing out what's funny about those things.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I know you like I know you like the tortoise thing, and you like Adam Lissagore worked on it and all that stuff.
There are other parts of that movie that I enjoy. Adam Scott with the giant key. Anyway, there's lots of stuff. But I can respect that. And to be fair, I will say The Revenant on my list almost won.
Wow.
Almost won. And honestly, it probably deserves the win for worst. But my other contenders for worst are Jurassic World. Pause for effect. Highlander. It's a very bad movie. Masters of the Universe. Another very bad movie. And Wing Commander.
Yeah, Wing Commander's really dreadful.
It's a real bad movie.
Yeah.
Which
it's a
is
real,
why?
Real bad movie.
Wing Commander won for me.
Oh, well.
It is a terrible, terrible movie. And I just cannot... I can't not say something about the fact that we let Freddie Prinze Jr. and that generation of actors do too many things. We gave them too much leeway, and we should have left them in high school. And then when they were too old to play high schoolers, they should have gone and done something else, but not Wing Commander.
Yeah.
But you know what? Honestly, I should have given it to The Revenant, because again, it's another one of those movies that's got its head so far up its ass that it's terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, It's still nice that we thought along the same lines for including it at all in our picks. So you want to move us on to year three and what your best of year three was?
I would, yes. And this is a year. I got some other selections here. Coming right out of the gate, Social Network. Of course, it's going to be on the list. Aliens as well is on the list because... Mm-hmm. Good movie. Dazed and Confused, good movie, but also a very personal movie, is on the list. I very much still enjoy the movie Dread. Raiders of the Lost Ark. And Inglourious Basterds. And I did make a moment to kind of... There's no category for this, but I highlighted, it's worth mentioning, both Caddyshack and Animal House that may have been on lists of great movies at one period of time, but they need to be singled out as movies that do not hold up and should not be on lists. It's one of those things that you know, you grow up and you realize shouldn't be talking about that, shouldn't be doing those things, childish humor of the 70s or 80s or whatever, let's let that stuff go. And you know, it's a weird thing to say because they were all over the place when I was a child, but those can't be on a list. But I did make sure to call them out.
Interesting. So
do you need me to say which one won?
I mean, The Social Network.
Yeah, it did. Of
if
course.
You, because if you picked something else, it would just be to try to spite me.
Well, I picked The Social Network specifically to spite you because you got it in the draft when we did the draft.
Yeah, well, that was the, for listeners who may not be familiar, we drafted the musical scores and stuff, and I knew that Dan was going to pick The Social Network, so I got the score from him. It is a good score. I just especially wanted to get it from him. That's another reason why this isn't a draft, because... then I could have arranged this so that I would be in the order to pick Social Network before him, just because he wouldn't be able to get it. But then I don't want to say that's the best one of the year, because I don't think that that's what I personally would have picked.
And to be fair, there's a lot of good movies in this year. Like, yes. Beverly Hills Cop didn't even make my list, and it's a very good movie. Devil Wears Prada, good movie.
Yeah, and that leads us into my list, which is Devil Wears Prada, Social Network, Aliens, The Thing, Scrooged, and Raiders.
Gotcha. Yeah. I don't know what you're going to pick. Is it Raiders?
No. It is objectively probably the most impactful thing out of this list on society, just in terms of its general pop culture-iness. And
so
what
the Devil
it is.
Wears Prada?
Yeah, I am picking the Devil Wears Prada.
Oh my god, are you really?
Yeah.
The best movie of the better than Aliens.
Yeah, take that, Ripley. No, see, I love Aliens too, and I will watch, like you said, what your criteria earlier, like if it were on TV, like if you walked into a room and it was on TV and you saw Aliens, you'd sit down and you'd watch it. However, if I walk into a room and The Devil Wears Prada is on, I'm going to sit down and watch it. I may even start it from the beginning. I may pull up YouTube clips of my favorite parts while the movie's still playing. I like watching that movie that much.
You watch YouTube clips of the movie while the movie is on because you can't wait for it to get to that part of the movie?
Maybe, because I might be like, oh, well, maybe I'll get up later. So I might miss that part where, you know, it's not for a bit, but let me go scoot forward a little bit and I'll go find, you know, that little moment that I want to watch. But yeah, I would say if it were objective, if I were like declaring like what is the best thing that's ever like affected cinema and art, I'm not picking the worst Prada, but it's just my choice for that year of movies that I really like.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Fair enough.
Yeah. And I mean, but it's still pretty impressive that we both had Social Network and Aliens in our lists. So I think that counts for something. Some form of agreement, even though they weren't our only one of those was your top pick. And so let's move on down to my meh picks for year three. I had three of them. Ooh. Hail Caesar, LA Confidential, and Dazed and Confused.
Oh, wow. Look at you. Huh.
Yeah.
LA Confidential, Hail Caesar, and Dazed and Confused. Those are your meh movies, huh?
Those are my meh movies. Award-winning meh movies.
See, I was just about to say, L.A. Confidential almost made my list of meh, but because it won so many awards and I remember it, people being like, oh, it's such a big deal, I feel like that kind of pushes it almost into Revenant territory if you got to kind of smack it down a little bit, so I don't know that if it's meh for my criteria, but that's interesting. I don't know what you picked. I hope it's not Dazed and Confused, because that would be very sad.
Well, I didn't like Dazed and Confused at all, but I feel like I had a stronger negative reaction to it than I did some of the others. So I gave meh to Hail Caesar.
Interesting. Interesting. I find a few just like some little crumbs at the bottom of the bag, redeemable qualities for Hail Caesar. So that one did not make my list, but interesting. For meh, like I said, LA Confidential almost made the list. Spies Like Us is a movie that didn't really hit for me.
It's
a big fan for people. I remember that they have fluffy jackets and the snowing and stuff.
There's the whole bit with Bob Hope where it's doctor, 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 doctor.
Yeah, we get it.
They say doctor to each other.
They say doctor to each other a lot. I'm almost tempted to say the 2014 RoboCop, but I think that one, like, I remember nothing of the movie other than like the guy's outfit, but it's bad.
I remember boiling rage. So that's
you have a memory of the rage.
Yeah, that sticks out strongly for me. Also, this ridiculous scene where they're like, "We saved his hand and his head," and it's like, what did you do save his hand for? They missed the point.
God, I had a pick, but now I don't.
You're waffling?
I'm waffling. I think I have to go RoboCop just because I got nothing for it. I remember it's that tall guy and he wears a black suit. It's like the reboot of Total Recall with Colin Farrell. I remember it happened. And I remember there's a scene where he like slides across the floor and like goes through a hole in the floor and stuff. But that's all I got for that movie too. Like, there's nothing there.
Yeah, I mean, we still haven't done that technically on this podcast, but
have we not? Oh wow, okay,
no, we did original Total Recall. Right. Yeah, so you can't pick that. But
I picked the RoboCop.
Yeah, we've both seen Total Recall at different times and decided we both didn't like it. But now for your worst from year three. What are your picks?
My worst, in chronological order, Cobra. I mean, I don't have to explain that, right? The Net, which is a dicey pick because for a boy of internet age, there's some special hilarity to it because I watched the movie when I was younger and then I grew up to be an internet person and really sort of understood what the hell was going on in that movie. Well, as much as anyone can understand what's going on in that movie. And it's kind of funny. And you know, Sandra Bullock and stuff.
It's unintentionally funny. So it moves into like a good, bad territory for me. So I could never put it at the worst list, even though it's an awful movie.
I think it's one that makes the list because it's an objectively bad movie, not because I dislike it. The Running Man is on the list because I feel nothing for that movie. And I remember people in tights and then there's the announcer guy and stuff. I don't remember enjoying it. And I feel like it was a waste of time. And then, of course, Good bad movie Judge Dredd has to be on the list, because you can't not mention that Judge Dredd is so bad. It's just a terrible movie.
It's a lot of Stallone picks from you.
It is, yes. And do you want to guess which one won?
Cobra.
Cobra is a terrible movie. It's so stupid.
Yeah.
It's bad and stupid is what it is.
Yeah. And for my worst picks, I also had Cobra. I have Turner and Hooch. And I have the Animal House.
Mm.
As you said, it can't be on a good list anymore. It doesn't hold up. And I never saw it before, so I saw it with the fresh eyes of our third year of doing this show. And you insisted it was one of the funniest things you've ever seen. Now, Caddyshack,
I don't know that I used those exact words, but yeah. it was a movie worth mentioning, and the way in which we mention it has changed.
Yeah, and Caddyshack, which you also had me watch that year, I didn't like that very much either, but it did not offend my sensibilities enough to put it into the worst category.
Fair enough.
Yeah, so which do you think I picked out of Animal House, Turner and Hooch, and Cobra?
I feel like you went Cobra.
I did.
Double dislike.
We are Cobra twinsies.
we're 2 for 3.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we're like 2.5 for 3 because The Revenant. I kind of agree with you there too.
Yeah. It's just, I mean, Turner and Hooch. There's not much you can say positive about it. But it's almost in
Tom Hanks. It's Tom Hanks.
But the dog and like the, it just doesn't make any sense. And the bad guys, they're like, what even is happening in that? But so anyway, Cobra.
Though. Oh, you want to talk about bad guys? Cobra. The Axe Gang or whatever the hell they were.
Yeah, and the one guy, and then there's that fight in, I don't know, Santa Barbara or wherever they were, San Luis Obispo, where they're like in a random warehouse that's like assembling things on a factory line, and they're fighting. Yeah, yeah. It was nonsense. It's a nonsense movie. Also, I think he drinks Pepsi in that movie, so that's also a strike against it. But so year four.
Would you like to start?
Yes, and I have for my best from year four. There are quite a few things to go through here. So I've got Men in Black, Blade Ooh. Runner 2049, Back to the Future, Terminator 2, and Bad Santa.
Mm. Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, like I said, apples and oranges, chainsaws and things.
Sorry, do that for me one more time, because I'm trying to look in chronological order, but you're screwing me up here with your order.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. I'm not. These are not in chronological order. They were in the order that I was like weighing things at the time. So, Men in Black,
mm-hmm.
Blade Runner 2049,
mm-hmm.
Back to the Future,
yep.
Terminator 2, Judgment Day,
mm-hmm.
Bad Santa.
Boy. See, I'm torn between Terminator and Back to the Future.
Two time travel movies.
Yeah, right? I'm going to say Back to the Future.
You're wrong. It was Terminator 2.
Ah, always happens. 50%. So at least I was close, right? I narrowed it down correctly.
Yeah. You were close. I liked Back to the Future too, but not. I'm sorry, Back to the Future as well. Not Back to the Future 2. That's not on this list, even though it was the same year. But the thing about Terminator 2 is just like it is just like such a masterclass in doing like neat stuff. That I gotta get even the edge. And Bad Santa.
The focused 6-year anniversary Neat Stuff Award goes to Terminator 2 Judgment Day.
I just think they're neat. Now that I've said my what I think is the best, you go ahead.
Do you want to do your math first, or we want to come back to math?
No, we'll come back to math. Just like how we've been doing in every one of these where we've gone back and forth.
All right. My good list. It's fairly long, but it does intersperse some personal movies with some objectively good movies. So, My Cousin Vinny, Drive, Blade Runner 2049, got that one with you too. I don't know that they belong on the list, but I had to call them out somewhere. The 21 and 22 Jump Street are some of the best comedies and the best sequel comedies, like, almost ever. So those have to be called out. Nightcrawler is on my list, because I liked Nightcrawler. Does it make the list really? I don't know. It's borderline. Back to the Future, Terminator 2 are also on my list. And I highlighted Bad Boys 2 because it is one of those ones that is so bad that it elevates itself to good in the pantheon.
Hmm.
So.
Hmm. Interesting.
What's your guess?
Drive.
See, if I was going personal, I would probably have picked Drive, but this is an instance where I had to let an objectively better movie win out.
See, that's what's really throwing me off, is sometimes you're just like, this is my favorite thing that I've ever liked, and then sometimes you're like, this is the one the Academy would pick, and you gotta pick a lane.
You know, I can appreciate very good movies, and I also have to recognize that within myself, I am flawed, and there are movies that I like very deeply, and it's a balancing act. it's the two sides of my fractured personality. Mm. But my selection, in the very similar way to I narrowed down yours, came down to Terminator 2 and Back to the Future, and I went the other way. I picked Back to the Future.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Because, don't get me wrong, I love watching Terminator 2. It is a great movie, but in terms of, like, I feel like I got to be in a little bit more of a mood to watch that than I do for Back to the Future. That one I'll just sit down and watch.
Hmm. I guess that's a fair point. So, what's your meh for year four?
My meh for year four, as I look through these, because I prepared very well. I think the meh list has to include Logan Lucky, Kingsman 2. Don't hate me, people of the internet, but Gremlins kind of is on a meh list. Although, it probably shouldn't be on a meh list, because I had some strong feelings about how very weird and violent and things were in that movie. And I think, hell, I almost feel like Alien 3 belongs on that list too, in terms of meh. Oh, you know what? Sorry. I take it all back. The winner of the meh award for me goes to Avatar.
that's an interesting pick.
If it was closer to the time that Avatar came out, probably would have held it in higher regard, but at this point, like, whatever, man. Does anybody want to watch Avatar 1 anymore?
No.
We got all we squeezed all the blood out of that stone back then, didn't we?
Yeah, well, I mean, except for the sequels that are going to theoretically happen someday.
they're going to come out, and they're going to be so good that they are going to retroactively make us appreciate Avatar 1 so much that I will have to come back and make a separate podcast just to change my opinion on this.
We'll just wait until he goes back to update all the graphics in the first Avatar movie so that they'll match the current Avatar movies. And
is he just going to go re-render it at 48 frames a second?
Yeah, I think I get the strong impression that he'll probably just mess with everything. But Avatar is an interesting pick. I think I have stronger feelings about Avatar being negative than that. Mm. So it is not in my meh list.
Just don't say Wild Wild West.
I have Back to the Future Part 2 in my meh list, and I have Baby Driver in my meh list.
Ooh, crap. Can I change my answer to Baby Driver?
Okay. Well, congratulations. We have both given our award to Baby Driver.
Double meh.
I love Edgar Wright so much, but that movie was not... I mean, it almost deserves to be knocked down a peg or two because everyone was so up in it for a while. And I think eventually people kind of came down from it, but yeah, there's just not much there.
Yeah. I see. I think everyone, I feel like there was a very strong surge of support for Edgar Wright, because of the problems with Ant-Man. Mm. He was, you know, being independent and doing his thing. He was, he had a strong, interesting take on something, and he was doing his references to other stuff in there. He had the top-notch actors, unfortunately, including Kevin Spacey, and all that stuff.
Doing some incredibly terrible accent the entire time, too.
Hideous. He's never pay him to do accents, or pay him just in general, but, that movie, just gives it all this force and effort, and then it winds up being this wet fart. And I feel like everybody came around and realized, you know, a couple months afterwards, where they're like, I don't need to like support this, like, you know, physically any longer. Like it can just exist in nothingness. You don't see people like out there watching Baby Driver, talking about Baby Driver, doing their like Vulture 10 best of Baby Driver moments or anything. I'm sure in 30 years, somebody will remind us that it existed and it has a 30-year anniversary, but I just don't see it.
Yeah. And it's worth pointing out that this is a year that includes Equilibrium, of all things, a movie that is pros and cons left and right.
Yeah, but I think that gets back into, I have stronger positive and negative feelings towards that movie than I do neutral feelings. Like, it kind of...
So positive and negative feelings don't cancel each other out. They need to be truly non-existent feelings.
You need to have some shrug feeling in there.
It needs to be null feelings, basically.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. That's my criteria for meh. Because otherwise you would just say it's just not as bad as worst. So that's a different criteria for me.
Yeah, fair enough.
Or you know, good but with flaws. I feel like this needs to be in an area where there is just no success awarded. But you know, after pivoting here from my meh to my worst, we can talk about things that are clearly negative, and that is The Matrix Revolutions and Wild Wild West. A movie you had mentioned asking if it would be in my meh category, and the answer is no. I have strongly negative feelings about it. It is in the worst category.
Is that the entirety of your list, or you got more?
No, that's it. That's what I chose for this year.
Matrix Revolutions and Wild Wild West. I'm betting you picked Wild Wild West.
You are wrong. I picked Matrix Revolutions because they really blew it on that one. And I feel like blowing it so phenomenally on it really just outweighs Wild Wild West, which otherwise people would not be thinking or talking about. Although Wild Wild West is a terrible movie.
Yeah, and I think there's been a little bit of a resurgence in Wild Wild West hatred tied to a little bit of what we can call Kevin Kline as a dick.
Do I have to bleep that?
Oh, no, not really. I mean,
okay, just checking. Yeah, I mean, this is not my favorite. It's not my favorite Kevin Kline performance. It's not my favorite anything performance. Will Smith is doing the Men in Black thing with the director from Men in Black, and they're trying to do kind of Men in Black, and it's just not good.
He's the cool guy, out of time and stuff.
Yeah. And there's a robot spider. And Kenneth Branagh, it's dreadful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But your worst pick for year four is?
I will have you know, this is a controversial year in this household. I was told unequivocally that I am wrong, and I was made to go through the entire list of movies from that year to prove that I was wrong. But I picked only a single movie from year four as my worst movie because I did not need to think about it. I saw it on the list, and I said that was the worst movie. And that movie is Donnie Darko, and that movie can go to hell. So, like I said, I have been informed that there are many worse movies, including The Matrix sequels and Wild Wild West.
Yes.
But for me, I hated Donnie Darko so much.
Yeah, again.
And I like Jake Gyllenhaal. I like him a lot, but no, not in that movie.
No, again, we go back to your objective versus Academy Award thing.
I mean, look, Alien 3 should probably be in consideration here.
Yeah.
But there are reasons that movie is interesting to talk about, at least, I guess.
Actually, I kind of forgot to put it on this list. I hate that one, too.
You want to retroactively add it to your list?
Yeah, I'm maintaining Matrix Revolutions as my pick, but yeah, man, Alien 3 just is awful. It ruins a franchise in a very similar way to The Matrix Revolutions, but then the franchise keeps going. Matrix Revolutions, we'll see if they ever get around to that fourth one. But
they're working on it. They were shooting some footage.
Yeah, and then they stopped, and then they're going to start again. We'll just wait and see. Nothing's been, you know, premiered anywhere yet. And maybe they learned some lessons over the course of a decade plus to think about the wrongs that were committed, but Alien 3, that's something where just everybody made a colossal mistake.
Yeah.
Surprised I skipped over that one on the list. I think it was because you had the little super
the cubed.
Yeah,
I just pasted it in that way.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We are moving on to year five.
Mm-hmm.
Who goes first? You go first this one?
again, it's this. We're going back and forth. So you go first.
I don't remember things. Okay. See, now my list. This particular, because I started in reverse order. This was a sparse year because I was trying to pick my winner right out of the gate. So I picked three best. There are a lot of good movies this year. It's worth pointing out. But for personal bests, I chose Jurassic Park, Out of Sight, and The Blues Brothers, which I know, roll your eyes at me. Those are my three best picks.
No, that's a good pick.
But, you know, again, it's worth mentioning, like, Jaws, great movie. E.T., great movie. I mean, Logan, great movie. Let's see what else is in here. I love GoldenEye, even though it's not that great movie.
No.
there's a lot of stuff in it. Training Day is also a great movie. But can you guess which one I picked?
Jurassic Park.
Oh, you would be wrong. I picked The Blues Brothers.
Oh, gross.
They are equal in my mind in terms of a movie that I will watch when it is on. I will always watch. Hell, I'll always watch all of these movies. I will get, I will be told to change the channel when Out of Sight is on because Amanda doesn't understand why anyone would like that movie. But Blues Brothers, Jurassic Park are equivalent. Great movies in my mind. Blues Brothers is just more personal because I grew up with it. And that's why I chose it.
It is bizarre to me that you would say those movies are equivalent in any way.
Equivalent in their goodness in my heart.
Uh-huh. Okay. Uh-huh. I disagree on that one, but it's your personal choice. You get to pick it. Yeah. So for me, I've got The Big Lebowski, Logan, Jackie Brown, Crimson Tide, Training Day, Jurassic Park.
All very good movies, and I agree with all of those selections. Did you pick Jurassic Park?
I did pick Jurassic Park.
Okay, good. At least one of us did.
Yeah. Well, see, the thing is, I really like Big Lebowski because there's a lot of funny stuff in there, but there are long stretches of the movie where I forget that those are stretches of the movie because I don't watch it regularly. I see like the bits and pieces and the quotes and stuff, and then you're just like, oh, wow.
It is ultimately a movie that has to have scenes that go from A to B to C, and you're like, oh, yeah, can't we just do a demo reel of the best parts?
Yeah, just trim that down to just the good things. You don't need any of that connective tissue at all. But Logan, I really liked because I thought it was the ability to freshly approach something that was very stale and to give it emotional resonance and meaning for not just the characters, but the actors in sort of a meta context of this so that it made it more interesting. Like Patrick Stewart in Logan is amazing. And then you get to Jackie Brown, which is something I never pursued seeing because I didn't like Quentin Tarantino movies. And you made me watch Jackie Brown. And there are a large parts of that movie that I like, but there are also parts of that movie, again, to say like there's negative things about some stretches of it that I didn't enjoy. So it ultimately kept it from the win, but I thought it was worth, you know, mentioning it here in the best category. It was not a meh because it doesn't like wash out. And Crimson Tide, I really like and appreciate. But
very good movie.
That's like in an objective sense. It's not a personal favorite. So I gave the edge to Jurassic Park. Again, Training Day, objectively good, but I gave the edge to Jurassic Park.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
So for my meh for year five.
How many you got?
I got two. Just two. E.T. the Extraterrestrial.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a boring movie. Not in a negative way, just wallpaper paste. I think that people who saw it when they were kids are enamored with the magic on screen and the ability to, you know, be won over by this empathy and feeling towards this puppet. Ultimately, it left me cold. So I just, meh, shrug. And then Weekend at Bernie's, which is not very good. But
Weekend at Bernie's made your meh list.
Yeah, it's not very good, but it's also incredibly, oddly something people talk about on occasion. Just the ability to like prop up a dead body and move it around.
It's a meme, so, if anything, at this point.
Yeah, it's peculiar in that sense. But that's my meh. E.T. the Extraterrestrial and Weekend at Bernie's, and the meh went to E.T.
Wow.
Fight me, Seth Worley.
Fight him, Seth Worley's child named Elliot. Interesting. I can accept the logic behind it, whether or not I can accept the decision. As I look through these, my meh list, I feel like, is longer and has a more broad criteria. I almost want to add, I almost want to add Minority Report, but that's almost like an aggressive meh, so I don't think that really counts. Same thing with Adam's Family. Values, that's there's some quirkiness in there. Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey definitely needs to be on the list because I didn't really feel anything for that. I would love to put Annihilation on the list because while I have been convinced that that is a better movie than I thought while watching it, after watching some critique on the internet that was sent to us, I got none of that by watching the movie. I just basically watched 2 hours of weirdness, and then at the end I was like, okay, that was something. Annihilation has to be on the list. The Phantom and the Shadow also got to be in there because, to be honest, I can barely tell them apart. The Phantom is the one with the purple suit, and the Shadow is the one with Alec Baldwin. Is that correct?
Yes. I think there are some larger differences, but yes, they're both poor adaptations of very old superhero things, sort of pre-superheroes, in a sense.
I feel like...
But I wouldn't put them in the meh category for me, yeah, personally. I would put them in the worst category.
Yeah, like I say, I'm stretching this criteria out because a lot of none of these really land in meh for me.
Which is so why you're also picking E.T.
No, I'm going to pick Annihilation because I got nothing out of watching that movie. While I understand that there were some subtle themes in there that I was supposed to pick up on, I just got none of that.
Yeah. I have stronger negative feelings about Annihilation, so it does not qualify for meh, in my opinion. But I don't like that movie. It won't win anything, but it didn't filter into any of these three categories we decided on.
Well, moving on to your bad list, what's on your bad list?
No, you're supposed to say your bad list first, because we're going back and forth.
I go my bad. All right, fine.
It's okay. We only have one more of these to do, and you'll get the hang of it.
I feel like I talked too long on the math list, so I was going to let you go next.
Yeah, anyway. I think you lose track of which one was going.
It's very true. Probably. It's very hot in here, and I have a beard that's helping cool me down, but that's probably affecting my perception a little bit.
Okay.
So my bad list includes, in chronological order, Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom, AVP, Alien vs. Predator, Dude, Where's My Car, and Doom. Although it is worth mentioning that as I look through this list, there are other things that should be on the bad list, as we have previously discussed.
Yeah, I think I just kind of tightened this one off at three choices myself, so I understand the inclination. I'm going to guess that you picked Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom.
It was so hard to not pick Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom.
Oh, no, you picked Doom?
It's worth singling Doom out as an absolutely dreadful movie. I'm sorry, Moonbugs, it's so bad. Actually, I think that's why he made us watch it, because it's so bad.
I believe that was specifically his pitch on why we should watch it. And we resisted for 5 years, then we did it, and we were mad about that. But
I hope you picked Fallen Kingdom to make up for the fact that I didn't pick Fallen Kingdom.
I did pick Fallen Kingdom.
Okay, good.
I have Fallen Kingdom, Doom, and The Phantom on my list. I truly hate, for a similar set of reasons as like The Matrix Revolutions, anytime you have a series and you could do lots of things and you do the worst things, I feel like that deserves extra special condemnation. Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom infuriated me. The first half of complete nonsense that is grounded to nothing, B.D. Wong's bizarro evil scientist thing that he's got going on. You've got the strange gothic horror part of the film that is a auction chase through a mansion with continuity errors about who's where and why and what. It is a disaster of a film. Oh, and James Cromwell does a terrible accent in it, which is a common theme on things that I find distasteful on my lists.
And there's the girl too, the thing with the clone spoiler.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's bad. It's just so bad.
Truly a bad movie, and I applaud your selection.
I mean, I do also hate Doom, but again, I gave it to the thing that I feel like more people will have a connection to, including myself. Doom, I don't think about as regularly or as often, because it doesn't have anything to do with anything I care about. It can exist in a vacuum.
Plus, I think it was a very short movie because it's one of those movies that they just couldn't possibly stretch out past like an hour and a half.
Not so on that budget.
Yeah, that probably immediately makes Doom a less bad movie than Jurassic World because they really wanted you to sit there and watch the dinosaur with the improbable teeth that don't fit in its mouth.
Ugh. So I'll kick us off to year six.
Final year.
Yeah, and with my best picks, I've got Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, Knives Out, and A Quiet Place.
Interesting. I'm going to guess you did Spider-Verse.
You are correct.
Mm-hmm.
I was so happy seeing that movie turn out to be everything that superhero films and animated films aren't really supposed to be, but should maybe kind of dream of aspiring to do and be and stuff. Like, to see that happen, to be crystallized on the screen in a way that dissolved my cynicism about Spider-Man and Sony.
And grew three sizes that day.
Yeah. I mean, honest to God, I was so cynical about this thing prior to seeing it. That it really just wowed me. I also like Knives Out. Again, I wasn't cynical about it per se. I was curious about it. And it is, as I've stated before, the only Rian Johnson movie I like. A Quiet Place, I thought was notable in an interesting way because of its conceits and construction and the directing and sound design and all this stuff. I thought it was just a really interesting approach, but it does rely on kind of a gimmick. Neither Knives Out nor A Quiet Place go into the stratosphere as much as Spider-Verse does.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I'm glad we did this way because there is a little bit of overlap and a lot of not overlap in these lists.
Interesting. So what is your best of year six?
My best of year six in chronological order. I can already feel the ire of you and the entire world. Spider-Verse made it, of course. Quiet Place made it. We did all the Mission Impossibles this year, and I singled out the first one because I do enjoy still watching it, even though it is incredibly dated. I selected Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and Twister as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
Twister made your best list?
Twister made my best list.
Wow.
And this was an extraordinarily difficult selection for me because some of these movies are way newer than others. And I, to be honest, the age of some of these movies in comparison to one another affected my selection choice here, because when it all comes down to criteria of movie that I enjoy watching when it's on TV right now, that's a big weighting factor. It has to be a good movie, first of all, typically, but something that will catch my attention and hold it for a while.
Oh no, you picked Twister.
It is with sadness that I have selected Once Upon a Time in Hollywood as my best of the year.
Okay.
It could have been Twister, and it was very nearly Spider-Verse as well. And I feel weird saying Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is the best out of this year's list. But it's really only because when I catch bits of that on now, I go, Leo's doing some weird stuff here. This is interesting. And I'll watch it for a little while. And then suddenly, like 30 minutes have gone by. And it's like, well, there's another 4 hours left in this movie. I don't have time to watch the rest of it. Let's go do something with our lives.
Yeah, I just got that meme of him pointing.
Yeah, that's
at
that's pretty good.
On the screen. Yeah,
that's probably subconsciously affecting my decision as well.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you picked that. It's a Dan choice.
It's probably your worst, isn't it?
No, it's not my worst.
Okay. All right.
So what's your meh pick for year six?
My meh pick for year six. The list should include Running Scared, because that was just like, I don't know why that movie ended up on this podcast. It should have.
The reason why that movie
We know the reason I ended up here.
It seems like you're trying to rewrite history here, Dan. You picked that movie.
there's a lot of times I wish I could rewrite history.
Yeah, it's you in the hot dog costume saying, we're all looking for the guy who did this.
Wait, what?
Yeah. You look, Google it later. You'll figure it
okay,
out.
Okay, I'm in the hot dog costume. Yeah. I think it should go pretty easily without controversy that The Predator is my meh pick.
Huh. Interesting.
I didn't feel much for it. I remember that Olivia Munn was in there. And that guy from Logan.
Interesting. Okay, so...
It probably should be on the worst list, but
I would make the argument that it may be on somebody's worst list on this podcast. I don't know why why you're saying that it leaves no impression on you.
I have difficulty slotting any of these other movies into meh. They deserve to be bad. Like maybe maybe Honey, I Blew Up the Kid, but no, that should be bad. I don't know. I got nothing. It's probably okay. One of the Mission Impossibles. All of the other Mission Impossibles except the first one.
Well, I'll make it easy for you. Three is your meh pick if you're going to pick out of Mission Impossibles, because it is perfectly fine. It's not bad like John Woo. And it's not better. Like,
no, I can't do it. It's got Philip Seymour Hoffman in it. I love Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Okay, fine. I'll let you... strangely insist that The Predator is not a bad movie. But for me, my meh is probably going to annoy you, because I have two picks. One is Dolomite Is My Name, which I like parts of, but as a movie constructed in the way that it is, it is unfortunately not that enjoyable or memorable. It's not that bad. There's just kind of, like I said, a meh. It's a fine quality. It's
a
very...
like you're also kind of describing Hustlers with that.
Yeah. Hustlers, I think, has a couple more scenes that I like, so I didn't put it on this list. But, you know, for the sake of argument, Dan, you raise a good point. I will put Hustlers on here.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hustlers is also pretty meh. So Dolomite Is My Name, Hustlers, and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is my other pick for meh. Because it is... perfectly executed in some parts. It lacks surprise. It has foot fetish things. It has odd, strange stuff in it. That,
it leaves a quizzical look on your face, basically.
Yeah, it doesn't entertain me as much. It doesn't repulse me completely. It is not the most reprehensible Quentin Tarantino movie in terms of its inner politics or messaging or whatever, but it is a lot of stuff that just kind of happens because he kind of is interested in those things, and so you have to take away from it what you will, and unfortunately take away from it. So that's my pick is Once Upon a Time in Hollywood for meh, even though that is your best from year six.
I can respect your reasoning. I understand it.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah, and now we'll move on to worst, which I think is also going to be something that's going to bother you, because I have your pick, The Predator, in here, along with Predators.
Predators definitely belongs on the list.
Yeah, and AVP Requiem. So we have three Predator films in my worst so far.
Yep. Two of them are also on mine.
I also have John Carter, which is the movie that just blows my mind that it was made like that and existed and had that much money thrown at it. Just totally mind-blowing. Like, Avatar doesn't hold a candle to this in terms of, like, what were you thinking? And there is Hudson Hawk, which is rounding out the selection that I have here.
Interesting.
So which do you think I picked as the worst?
Which do I think you picked as the worst? Knowing... I'm going to say you picked Hudson Hawk.
You are wrong.
Okay,
good. I picked AVP Requiem.
I was going to say that, but then I thought there was some little tidbit of Florida Joe that was going to find something respectable in there.
No. That movie's terrible. The Strauss brothers are awful. Their directing is dreadful. The movie makes no sense the way it's laid out. They just want to, you know, see a bunch of stuff happen on screen that's effects driven. The acting is dreadful. Like a couple first takes from community theater at level acting. Everything about it is just like poorly crafted and made, except for, you know, there are some good makeup bits and things, and there are a couple of good effects here and there, but you're dealing with a movie that is supposed to be a movie that is not. And for that, I have to say it is the worst. Hudson Hawk baffles me. Again, why it exists, why those people, those talented people are involved with that production. Total head scratcher for me. I dislike it immensely, but there is no way that I would say that it is worse than AVP Requiem, a movie that has no art.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough. I agree. I understand. I respect your decisions.
So what is your worst from your six?
Huh. All right. Well, my selection, like yours, includes John Carter, AVP Requiem, Predators, Adrian Brody. Jeez. I also
Topher
added
Grace.
Venom. Say what?
Topher Grace.
Topher Grace. Yeah, he's... Oh, you never saw him coming. He had scalpel with the stuff.
Oh, well, these people here seem to be, you know, dangerous people, dangerous criminals with certain behaviors that are killers. But not me. I'm just an innocent doctor who knows all these, you know, poisonous plants.
So bad. Venom made its way onto my list as well because we need to stop letting Tom Hardy just do whatever he wants to do.
I think
there are a few
Capone
things about
gonna,
that movie that are...
Capone is maybe going to help with that one.
Yeah. I think he's a talented guy. He can do some stuff, but he needs guidance. And he got none in Venom. And that movie just became kind of a giant mess in a bad way. I have also added to this list Outland and Red Planet because I don't want to watch those movies ever again. They're just very bad movies. But this is one where I don't remember. Like, there's a lot been said about why the movie is bad, but I have a distinct memory, not of the movie, but of how incredibly painful it was to try and stay awake while watching it. And that movie for me is John Carter. So that is my worst of the year.
This is a solid pick. I can understand your reasoning.
It was so long, and they were so proud of themselves, and it hurt my brain.
Yeah, I only left off Red Planet because I felt like it would have been too many picks for worst.
There are a lot.
Yeah, and I really wanted to drive home the point that all these Predator movies were terrible.
They're really bad.
Yeah, I gotta agree with your choices on your list for the most part with Red Planet and John Carter. It's just dreadful. Just a dreadful movie. Like, what a waste of everyone's time and effort and talent and everything. And it's just like, why?
All the franchise contracts that they probably wrote up ahead of time because it's going to be such a big thing. They're going to be employed for decades, just like the Marvel people.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. All wasted.
Remember when you cast your lead based on his physical appearance and not the fact that he has the charisma of oatmeal? It is a major problem if you're planning on making a series about him.
Just a little bit. Now, I don't know where you want to go with the show now that we have completed all of our 6 years, but if you are up for it, mm-hmm. I would like to call a brief audible and see if you are willing to pick your best and worst of the entire 6 years.
Oh. Man, that is impossible. I don't know how to distill all of these things down to one thing, because if it's the criteria is like my favorite thing, and it's like to watch right now, to watch for the rest of my life, to watch on a desert island, like, what? How do I shape it? Because if
use
it's
whatever, use whatever criteria you think best suits this challenge.
This is cruel, Dan. Why don't you go first, and I'll think about this because I want to see. I want to see what you do if this is truly something that you think is possible.
Okay, I'm scrolling through my list here. Mm-hmm. So just to reiterate, my bests from all years: Gross Point Blank, Alien, Social Network, Back to the Future, Blues Brothers, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I think I would pick Blues Brothers just because of how overtly happy it makes me to watch that movie for my best. And my worst movies: John Carter, Doom, Donnie Darko, Cobra, Wing Commander, Snowpiercer. It's tough because I really did dislike Donnie Darko, but I think unequivocally I have to say Snowpiercer. I think that was too easy. It's kind of a gimme.
Yeah. I mean, shoot. I don't know.
Vamp for a little while?
No, I don't want to vamp. I just kind of want to rip the Band-Aid off because my picks were Galaxy Quest for year one, Star Trek II for year two.
Mm-hmm.
That's Wrath of Khan, not the second J.J. Abrams movie. Devil Wears Prada for years three. A sensible pick that everyone would pick. Terminator 2 Judgment Day for year four. Jurassic Park for year five. And Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse for year six.
So you picked some bangers here, and the problem is they're all very different, so... I don't want to guide your decisions, but... there was only one movie wherein you described watching the movie on your phone whilst watching the movie on your television.
I'm not picking The Devil Wears Prada out of all of these, as much as I love The Devil Wears Prada.
Okay, all right.
I can't do that. It would be nonsense. People would have torches.
People would lose all respect for you. You would be banned from your trade publications that you write for.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if I were just look at this list and pick solely based on the craft of it, then I would have to say Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, because there is the most everything happening there. If I were to pick this based on how much nostalgia and what an influence it has been on my general taste and my life and pop culture, I would pick something like Jurassic Park or Terminator 2. If I was picking something that is fun and entertaining and I can always go to, I would pick Galaxy Quest or The Devil Wears Prada. And there is craft and a lot of thought that goes into Galaxy Quest. They're not just ridiculous jokes. They're actually, being pretty smart about everything. And Star Trek II: The Wrath of Khan has such an enormous impact on all the other Star Trek stuff that I like. How great is Ricardo Montalban? You can't pass that up. From Hell's Heart, I stab at thee. For hate's sake, I spit my last breath at thee. It's just, I just don't know. I like all of these. If I could pick all of these, I would pick all of these, and I did pick them for the individual things. But I'm gonna just wimp out, and I'm gonna do the safest of these picks, which is gonna be Jurassic Park. Because I feel like that if I picked anything else, somebody's going to yell at me.
Pretend that there are no other people. Which one really hits you in the Joe feels?
They all do, but I would say the stronger feelings would be Galaxy Quest, Star Trek II, Devil Wears Prada. But
when somebody says, "What's your favorite movie?" What are you going to say?
You know what? Screw it. Just screw it, Dan. You win. I'll pick The Devil Wears Prada.
I knew it. It's not a choice that anyone else would have made. It's a very Joe selection, and it makes you who you are, and your tastes what they are, and your selections what they are. So I approve wholeheartedly.
It doesn't have any space in it, though. That's a problem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, what are you gonna do?
But it does have Katie Tunstall.
What?
There's that song. Anyway, never mind.
Oh, there's a song. I was like, who, what, where?
Just study The Devil Wears Prada a little more often, Dan.
I think
treat it with
the
respect it deserves.
I think you should go get an MFA and write your thesis on The Devil Wears Prada.
I don't think that that's a good idea.
I think it's a fabulous idea. So,
now for my worst out of all of these, out of everything. I've got Snowpiercer, The Revenant, Cobra, Matrix Revolutions, Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, and AVP Requiem. Goodness gracious. I genuinely hate Snowpiercer, like, so much. And I roll my eyes so hard at Revenant. And Cobra is trash. Matrix Revolutions disappoints in numerous ways that it makes it a total letdown of everything that you were kind of hoping for and expecting in a huge buildup to that moment. But maybe that sin is not as strong as the actual, like, construction of the film. The Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom is a complete car wreck of a movie. And AVP Requiem is a failure of craft, insight, everything. It's fan service, garbage crap. DeviantArt's trash. So I think I'm going to have to give it to AVP Requiem just because it aims so low and never gets there. That
I thought you were going to go Fallen Kingdom because it was so offensively bad, but yeah. I can understand that.
I feel like with Fallen Kingdom, the mistakes are enormous and huge, and the failure is not insurmountable because they're making another one. They're doing it right now. But it's just, ugh. It is an ugh movie. But AVP Requiem just really has nothing to do or say or be.
We asked so little of them, and yet they still disappointed gravely.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Also, the AVP Brothers Strauss. Requiem. Screw them.
Yeah, they still got that company over there in the Santa Monica or whatever?
Apparently. Yeah, hydraulics.
Well, this has been a delightful adventure. Both this podcast and 6 years of doing it, my God. But yes, thank you, Joe.
Yeah, thank you, Dan.
I don't know how to do anything formally. Like, there's a reason we don't have a format for this show.
Well, that's usually why we end with something that's nonsensical or strange. And last week was like an air horn thing that we did.
Well, I feel like a more reasonable person would be like, wonderful 6 years and here's to another six. But oh my God, can you imagine if we're still doing this in six more years?
Oh, at what point does it become tragic?
I feel like it may have already been well past that, and we don't want to look ourselves in the mirror anymore. Like, looking at some of these lists, like, there was a year five was kind of a dark year for movies for us. We struggled through some of those, but like, when we start doing like six movies in a row, like Mission Impossible, like, just fine, just watch all the Mission Impossible. I don't know. No, but
you wanted to do it. I like how the things you complain strongest about are the ones you wanted to do. You're just like, I regret this. This is somebody else's fault.
You know, at one point in time, everything that I did in my 20s was something that I really wanted to do strongly. And I look back now and I go, yeesh.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah. It's hard to look back on a year ago from this point in time. What fools we were.
We will continue to be fools in the future, but you know what? Mm-hmm. That's part of the fun of it.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah, it's a learning experience. I don't know what we're learning, but we're probably learning something.
Yeah, someone somewhere has learned something. That's all that really matters. The learning is the friends you made along the way.
I agree.